get your Black Friday on, create your own Black Friday campaigns, sell gift cards, a whole year of house cleaning, and Black Friday specials with my latest course, the Black Friday Bonanza, located right inside of cleanfreaksuniversity.com's website. That's Clean Freaks with a K. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This is Cleaning Business Life, and today we are going to talk about what, Ms. Kim?
We are talking about the sore subject of should we give refunds or should we give cleaning for free or a discount? Finding the right balance. It's always tough. So welcome.
It is.
Yeah. And I was going to say, don't forget, you guys, download, subscribe, and share. I keep forgetting to say that for the first one, too, you guys. We need you guys to download, subscribe, and share, because if you guys love Shannon and I, you guys will do that anyways for us.
Definitely. Sharing is good. The podcast has grown exponentially, so it'll be interesting to see where we go with this next year, because I have a feeling it's going to triple in size, so which will be awesome.
Are you ready for it, Shannon?
I am ready for it. These are fun times you and I have together. There is a lot of dynamic with refunds or giving a free cleaning or a partial refund and or a discount on a future cleaning. You guys all hear me talk about if you as a cleaning business owner provide any ANY capital exclamation point sort of customer service, you are 99% ahead of the game, because most people do not want to engage. They'll engage with you on your phone, but they won't engage to you face-to-face. So if you provide any form of customer service, you already have an edge over the competition, because there isn't any. It's non-existent. I don't know how many of you caught the news cycle about the lady who had a house that was not abandoned, but it was vacant. And she paid the taxes and kept the yard up, and it was painted and everything. It just was empty. Well, a demo company went over to the neighborhood and saw the house and demoed the whole house. And when the neighbor tried to interject, the guy was really rude. So this homeowner no longer has a house, a structure on her property. And the owner isn't providing any form of customer service or otherwise. He goes, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. So you want to be able to acknowledge if someone takes the time, instead of slamming you all over social media and going to the review sites and slamming you there, if someone takes the time to call you to make you aware of something that just isn't sitting right, thank them. Because you just saved yourself thousands of dollars, because bad reviews are awful. It takes 40 good reviews to negate one bad review. So it's a fine line on whether you decide what you're going to do, and each circumstance is slightly different. And what kind of experiences do you have?
Let me think. My brain's non-functioning today, everybody. So just FYI, be patient with me. I was going to say, we talked about that in our last podcast, wasn't it? About reviews and how to respond to them if somebody calls you.
Right.
So that's...
This one kind of goes hand in hand with the other one.
Yeah, so make sure you guys listen to that one too, because that one's perfect for like the reviews. And this kind of goes hand in hand, like what Shannon says, for this one, for when we do the refunds or discounts. So I was trying to think of some times. You give a story and I'm going to think about something. I got to let the caffeine soak in my brain.
If for those of you who've known me a long time, you know that I sold my business, and it was called Castle Keeper Cleaning. It's located in Prescott, Arizona. And the reason why I'm giving you this information is so you can go to my Yelp profile that is still up. I believe the new owner has not taken it down or done anything with it since I've sold the business, but it's still there. And there is going, I do have a 1 star review from a lady who was off, and I didn't catch it when I took it on. I didn't do any research on her. This was like, I don't know, 7 years ago, and it's still there. If you were to rank it, it probably still sits number one on the Yelp profile.
Well, that's good. But
if you read the Yelp profile, it's pretty awful. And admittedly, the person who was supposed to go with the two rookies called out. I didn't have enough bodies. They both said that they were, you know, comfortable doing it. I even walked through at the end with it, and she said everything was fine, when in actuality, everything wasn't fine. And I didn't find out until she had wrote me, you know, this 7-page dissertation in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. about how pissed off she was. And that's called sticker shock. about how she paid for this cleaning that wasn't up to par. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm really sorry. Let's come back in there since it's 24 hours and re-clean it. And I went back there with the two cleaners myself, and we re-cleaned all of the areas that were deficient. Now, some of the areas just weren't going to come clean. They need to be repainted. And that was explained to her, but she was still angry over the fact that they didn't nail it the first time, right? So now she's inconvenienced, and I get it. And now she's angry, but it's this whole cycle had to happen. So then I was like, you know, I feel really bad. I don't normally give refunds. I'm going to give you 50% off. And I believe at the time it was like a $600 cleaning. So she paid, she got a $300 refund, and then she was still angry. So she complained about the cleaning. We went and re-cleaned at my expense. So now I'm in the hole, right? So yeah, I've already given her a $300 refund. Now she's wanting a free clean on top of the other refund. And I flat out refused to give it to her. And she was still really angry. And at this point I tried to get her on the phone to try to get her to talk to me. And then when I finally did get her on the phone, all she did was curse at me like an old sailor, which was shocking for an older lady, not an old lady. I don't want to upset anybody.
And you're doing your customer service.
Right. And she basically refused to deal with me. So she avoided everything. She just wanted to, basically she was looking for a free cleaning is what it came down to. And I triggered the whole scenario by default because I put two people in there who said they were capable, even though we walked it, even though she said it was okay. And in actuality, when I went back to re-clean, I knew that it wasn't up to my expectations. So it very well was not up to her expectations. So that's why I gave her the refund. And every one of these scenarios is a little different. So this woman, if you click on her like complaint, I haven't checked it in years, so I don't know if it's even up there. But when you click it, she's complained about everybody. And that's a red flag to me. So she complains about everyone to get a free item of whatever it is. She's just an individual who has decided that the world owes her. And I'm not going to go there. Now, the world does not owe you anything. I'm happy to be, people go, well, why are you in business? I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy that you're in front of my face. I'm just happy that I woke up upright, right? But not everybody has that same mentality. So there are people who will seize an opportunity if you give it to them. She snuck underneath the door because normally people like that are not in my orbit. And she was still very angry. And it's funny because if I went in there today and I looked it up, and if I had access to the profile, I could actually change it and she would actually write another response back because she's still that angry 7 years later. There's something wrong, right?
That's nuts, Shannon.
It is nuts because I've actually got, before I sold the business, I went in there because I reread it. I'm like, this sounds really harsh. So I reworded it a little bit and she actually responded back because the Yelp reviews her.
That's insane.
Tit for tat type thing. And she's just, she's off. She's just as an unhappy individual. I'm not a doctor. She might need other things to make her happy. I'm not sure. But she just somehow she slipped underneath the door. And I still, you know, thankfully it's not my problem anymore. But that, if you guys want to look.
I know. I'm curious. I want to look it up. I'm curious now.
Yeah, she's still there. And there are just going to be people like that. There was a woman when I was a kid, her name was Donna Lister, and Donna Lister was a very difficult individual. And I was like 12. Donna Lister was not an individual that you ever wanted to upset because she was like, she just went for it, right? She had no sense of like stopping at the boundary line. She always overstepped her boundaries and knew no sense of boundary. And she was very angry. So when my mom was getting her PhD, we all lived in these little condos up in Sacramento. And I remember like Donna Lister never smiled. Like she would like, you would say good morning to her and she would stare you down and go, good morning. So Donna Lister had a lot of things going on, but sometimes this other woman who complained about me and my crew, you know, deservedly so, reminded me of Donna Lister. She just was a difficult person to deal with. And sometimes you do get them in your path. Yes. The whole key objective is to avoid them and not allow them in your orbit is the whole moral of my story.
Learn the red flags, people, beforehand so you can like pick them out so easy. And once you start getting good at picking out those red flags of like when you interview them over the phone, you'll know. You'll know their nick and picks and stuff.
And Donna Lister, if you're still alive after all these years, it's not meant to be a personal thing. It's just something that sparked my 12-year-old mind. So don't take it personal.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, you guys, there's different ways. You guys can either do a refund, you can do a discount, go back, but give them that time frame. So when I did mine, you know, you told me to think about something, and I was thinking about this one home I went to, and it was in a town of Johnstown, and it's like the next town over. And I had two people that were cleaning, and I had had them clean, and I had trained them, but I guess one of them was having an off day and they missed a lot of stuff. So when she called me, she goes, "Hey, your girls missed a lot of stuff." And I said, "Okay, can you take some pictures for me?" So she took some pictures. I was like, "Okay, I'll come back and I'll look at it." And so I went back there, and sure enough, you know, the, what is it called? You know where the handrail is? The things that, you know, the bottom that touches it, the wood piece that by the handrails?
In the kitchen or the bathroom?
No, you know, just like the handrails, like you're going downstairs.
And oh, you hold on the stairs? Yeah,
the banister. Yeah, gotcha. The banister part. Got it. They missed the dusting for that. And then they missed the dusting for some lights and some other things. And so I was like, okay, I'll have my girls come back and we do a re-clean, because it's in my agreement that we go back, you know, within 24 hours,
ladies and gentlemen. don't make it longer than that.
Don't make it longer, because what happens is when you make it longer, there's more room for them to make more messes and then come back and be like, "Oh, you didn't clean this, this, and this." And like, yeah, we did. And it was longer than 24 hours. So if they say, "Well, you know, we need you to come back and re-clean," and they called you and it was like 4 days later, nope, it's too late.
And this is the reason why I now, since this lady happened, I mean, I was kind of most of the time on my mark about having someone sign off on the cleaning. This is why you need to have the homeowner, the person who hired you, whether that's the homeowner, the real estate agent, the title broker, whoever it is, proxy, has to come in, and they have to, we require it in our paperwork. It says mandatory. If you cannot do this, we will walk it and we will assume all is good. And they have to initial that. And that has covered my butt, I don't know, probably at least 150 times. Because then the homeowner comes in and goes, "I can't believe that you," I'm like, "Your husband walked it, right?"
Oh, I remember. There's so many stories of husband and the wife. And like, the husband's like, "Yeah, I looked at it." I'm like,
right. It's like, "Yeah, I looked at it and it was fine." I'm like, they sign off on it. Right.
So it's like, for me, I did discounts, but it was very rare that I did discounts. Yep. Very rare. Free cleanings was very rare. I only did it on, like, if I knew that they weren't, you know, cray cray, then, you know, if there was truly something that I was like, how do I nicely put that on her?
Yeah, right. Totally. Crazy. Crazy. I'm saying it.
I was like, I said that right now. And I was like, whoops. So I've like not said that. You know, and then if they were like really genuinely nice people and some stuff was really missed, then I'll go back and like, I'll clean it for free. Like, I'm okay with that. But I was very careful and I kind of know where my budget was. So, but it's very rare, you guys, very rare that you do free cleans or discounts.
If you are doing a free cleaning, it should be on your terms. Yeah. We've all heard of Cleaning for a Reason. It's a great organization. And that's something that you can do that comes from your heart. If you have someone who is just not there and is trying to get something for free, stick to your guns. They have to sign in. It's in the contract bundle that I sell you guys. Mm-hmm. It says, you know, we require a walkthrough. Are you able to do that? If you are not, and they have to initial it, we will walk it and assume that everything is good. They can't say anything about it because they weren't there. So, and sometimes people choose not to walk it because they're busy doing whatever. And then they call back later and go, "Well, this wasn't exactly there." I'm like, you said you didn't need to walk it. We walked it and assumed everything's good. When we look at something for over 8 hours, we're not going to see to the detail that we would like because we're tired. We've been in this place. We want out. We don't want to.
We're done.
We're looking at it with glazed eyes. You know, these guys have worked their hineys off all day for you. They're not going to see it. That's why you have to have a fresh set of eyes come and look.
Exactly. Shannon, I just adore you, by the way. I just love your giggles and laughs. You crack me up with your laughs.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, it's crazy how sometimes that happens. I had a move out cleaning. They had lived there at the top of Copper Basin. I want to say they lived there in a rental for like 9 or 10 years. And she was in the medical industry. I'm not going to say what she did exactly. And I was absolutely, when the cleaning tech's like, "You need to come over here and see this." I'm like, what's going on? Right. I'm like, I'll be over in that neighborhood, you know, a little later, blah, blah, blah. So I popped by and oh my word, I was really totally surprised that this person was in the medical field. It was over the top how much everything needed. So at that point, everything had to be renegotiated over the price and what was going to get done and how some things that weren't going to come out, because she legitimately, the moving truck came that morning. So we had an afternoon appointment, which I don't like, and I won't do anymore. Move in cleanings are all done in the morning. So if we need extra time, we can do them. But it was horrific. This person did not clean for almost 9 years. I couldn't even believe that they stepped in their shower without shoes on. That's how, and you guys know if you've done them, I took a putty knife. I go, do you have a putty knife on you? And I just scraped with the putty knife across. And it was like, my 8-year-old slime just started just chunking off in big chunks as I,
sorry if you guys are eating right now listening to this.
Yeah. And I turned to the cleaning tech and she goes, I didn't know what that was. So I go, this is actually skin and soap anything else that and it's the temperature. So it was like this orange blobby stuff that, and it was an older shower, so it was pink and you couldn't tell. It was just slime. I don't know how. I mean, they stepped in there barefoot. I was like mortified that anyone would touch that and not get a major infection. And this person was in the medical industry.
Apparently they didn't have a fear of germs, or at least
their immune system is awesome. And it's just, you just never know what people or how they're going to live. So you have to have these protocols in place, these systems in place to protect you. And then I told her flat out, I said, you know, I know that you've lived here a long time. There just isn't going to be enough time to get it to where it needs to be. And she goes, oh, it's okay. And then she was mad because the rental company nailed her on. I go, there was a lot of things we just couldn't get clean. We just didn't have time. I needed 3 more bodies. She said it wasn't that bad. I was like, oh my God.
I love it when they call you like, it's not that bad. And you get there and you're like, yeah, it's terrible. That's a key word. When they say it's not that bad, I'm like,
right.
I write on my little sheet, very bad.
It had grease hanging down from the hood and big globs. Someone had, you know, I don't know how long it takes to accumulate. First of all, I'm surprised it didn't drip off because it was softy, gooey, boogery type things. And that indicates to me, I mean, by the amount of grease that was on the kitchen counters and all over the stove, it looked like it hadn't been cleaned or wiped off in over a year. I'm like, if they cooked every day, I mean, it had to be an inch thick. I was just like, you walked into the kitchen and you could have slipped and fallen on it was the linoleum tile that was popular in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then they tracked it all over the house because if you don't clean your kitchen floor, you're walking and you're doing a 360 circle and then you're walking back out. All that grease.
I feel like you need a hazmat suit for that clean. It's just
because you just hazmat never suit. Know.
Hazmat suit.
So yeah, you decide what those boundaries are and stick to your guns and be firm.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yep. Boundaries. You guys, we talk about boundaries all the time, about having those boundaries in place. I'm trying to think, where are we at? I'm like lost where we are in our little cheat sheet.
Offering a refund or partial might be appropriate with situations. So make sure that you are gauging what the situation is. Be very selective if you do give a refund. Sometimes you are just forced. Like one time, I want to say it was the beginning of this year, we had someone who, I walked it after, because this person was new. So I drove over to where it was and I walked it with the actual cleaning tech, because they had only done at that point seven or eight move out cleanings with me. So I wanted to make sure that she nailed it. This person was really concerned about a lot of things. So she, again, was another person who just wasn't all the way there. And she just harassed me and harassed me and harassed me and harassed me. So I ended up giving her a refund. And what happens is if you get a refund with me, usually depending on who's answering the phones or myself, if it's just you answering your phones, they're actually 86'd for life. They don't get to have a chance to come back and take advantage of Shannon's generosity again. And it says 86 by their number. And then I'll usually put a note in the contact on what happened so I can remember, because I won't remember. Because I'm like, yeah, come on down. Right? The price is right. But make sure that you're following protocol. And to put it in your digital calendar system, I use GetJobber. It says 86 for life in there too. And it states the reason why, so that you have a method to your madness on why this person is banned. Why is this person banned? What did they do? Right. Oh, well, that was five years ago. Nope, you don't get to come back. I'm sorry.
I had that lady blacklisted, that one I was talking about, that remember with the whole gas thing, and she made us all leave the house because she thought the gas was on and her husband was like telling her to calm down. Yeah, that was hilarious. So she's blacklisted for me.
Right. 86 for life. So make sure that you are following through. And then sometimes you just can't please them. And don't give a full refund unless you absolutely have to. At least cover your labor costs. Like with that one lady I described on my Yelp thing that's still there for Castle Keeper Cleaning, not only did I give her, you know, I ended up giving her a half of a refund, then we recleaned it. So then I ate it. I was a loss leader. There was no feeling good or bad. I used to have, way back when, this is how crazy and how much the industry has changed in the last decade. Believe it or not, before I had contracts and everything else, my move out cleanings, I got your credit card information. I gave you 5 full days to find a defect before I charged it. I didn't take a deposit.
What?
Right. Right. And jeez. I was just like, I guarantee my work. And I was like, then I got someone who was cray cray and I was like, this is changing. Never again.
So, you're always changing your agreements and your things because all the crazy stuff update. That you experience.
It only takes one person to ruin it for everyone else.
Every week updating. Yeah.
You have to have those policies in place because people will overstep, especially now. Our society is so off skewed right now. I know that there are still good humans out there. At least I like to believe that they are. But we are in a really crazy time in our society where people stick it to everybody else. It's every man for themselves. So don't leave an opportunity for someone to stick it to you. Have boundaries. You know, it's no fun talking to a client at 10 o'clock at night because you forgot to put one pillow back. Right.
Yeah. Or something is misplaced and they call you a dozen times and they are the ones that misplaced it.
Right. The password on the bottom of the keyboard. I'm like, this is not my problem. We didn't touch your desk. Well, I can't find it. I'm like, well, don't you have that in your phone? I mean,
I need you to come back now. I need you to come look for it.
And
I'm like,
right. Past I've done that trying to people please. I'm like, this is just crazy. This woman has done nothing but yell at me the entire time. I have my kids in the car over there. And I'm like, oh, you mean this password right here? And I, all of these, it sounds like a sailor. I'm like, all these words just want to come right out.
I can hear you saying though, Shannon.
Right. Because you guys who know me really well know I'll say it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Try not to leave opportunities. And then the free cleanings, be really skeptical. It's very once in a blue moon, we have to do it. Sometimes it's my husband's a plumber, and sometimes, and he has it happen to him too, where they'll say they're going to pay and then they don't want to pay the whole amount because it's like $3,000. And then they're like, well, I'm going to go all over social media. So then he ends up having to give them a refund because it's cheaper to give him a refund than it is to get a bad review because he has 175 5-star reviews. And I'm like, you know what? This guy's never going to get it. And I wish that there was a website. It's, you know, crappy clients or whatever it is, so that we could just, you know, blacklist people who are just awful to deal with. And people will see some opportunity. But yeah, if you weigh it out, if you have someone who just cannot be pleased, unfortunately, you have to bite the bullet and give them a refund. Or they can have credit next time. Usually, though, when they're so awful, I don't want to subject the cleaning techs to this person. That's just not worth the headache. The headache that this provides, it's just not worth the effort. So you decide. Please don't come to Kim or myself after you've gotten yourself in a tiff with somebody because you don't have systems in place.
And I tell you guys all the time, get the systems in place. That should be one of the first things you guys should do when you, before you even open the doors of your cleaning business, is get those systems in place.
Right. And having contracts, and people are like, oh, I feel really uncomfortable asking. I go, the whole industry has changed. 10 years ago, getting someone to sign a contract was unheard of. I mean, it was like getting, you know, biting teeth through the whole thing. Now it's expected. There's cleaning companies who, where you go to any cleaning website, mine's going to officially have it hopefully next year. You can purchase cleaning right on the website. You still have to call them. But then, you know, so there's this whole dynamic of what has to happen. Or when you go through Jobber, instead of sending a DocuSign, you can send over the information and they have to agree to it. There, mm-hmm. Things are finally changing. It's just slow.
Yeah, because there's agreements put in place for, like, I'm sure your husband has an agreement put in place. And, you know, for, you know, what is expected when he comes and his labor hours. And it should be the same for any kind of service industry, that we should have those service, you know, those agreements put into place.
Well, right. Because then it gives you recourse. Unfortunately, then you have to sue people. And people are like, I wouldn't waste my time. I go, I'm not suing people because I necessarily want the money. I'm suing people to teach them a lesson. Don't move in my area. And this is just my opinion. I live in a small town in Northern Arizona. Don't move in my area and then say, I can't find a cleaner. I've gone through everyone else. And in actuality, well, I have cleaners coming up from Phoenix. The reason why you have cleaners coming up from Phoenix is because you have burned the bridge with every other cleaning company here in town. And then you need to be taught a lesson. Do I enjoy teaching a lesson? No, it's time consuming. It's tedious. You know, I ended up getting, you know, it takes 180 days to get my money back. It's like a big process, but it's more satisfying to see a business owner have to go downstairs to the courthouse and cut you a check after they told you to F off because they weren't going to pay your outrageous prices or your inferior cleaning, right?
And then you have court fees now.
Right. So then you have court fees, and then they're, you know, serving process server and all time. That stuff. So it can be tedious, but and it's not for everyone, but I'm not there to get the money back per se. I'm there to teach that our industry is changing and we do not deserve to have people take advantage of us. It's not fair. We all work really hard.
I about broke out in song for RESPCT.
Right.
That's what it means for me.
Whoop. We can't give you the backup singer. Whoop. 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 Whoop.
I had to break that out. See, the caffeine's kicking in now.
So you decide if you're going to do a refund or give a free cleaning, or you're going to give a discount. You decide what's best for you and your business. But do something, but don't come running to us to try to fix it for you. Because at that point, it's too late.
Exactly. And you guys, training your staff is so important. I can't emphasize that enough. I have a week. And some people have a shorter training, but I have like a week training. So, you know, the first day they do bathrooms. I mean, the first week they do bathrooms. And I know by the end of the week, if they're going to quit because they don't want to do bath. Like if they miss stuff in the bathroom, then I know they're going to miss stuff in other places. Cause I feel like the bathroom is the most tedious spot with all the hair and the dust and like by the toilets and over the sides. So have your training, you guys, put into place and be consistent with your training. I was on a Facebook group and this gal was complaining about her employees not doing a good job. And I'm like, you need to go back and you need to retrain.
Right.
Have that training in place. Even if they've been there for 6 months to a year, you guys, keep that training. It's so important to do refresher courses.
Right. At least annually, you can have like a big employee meeting. We used to do ours at Red Lobster. And the highlight of the Red Lobster lunch is what I used to call it, is they would let us have the little corner in the back, was the $100 giveaway of cash. So when you go in there and you start throwing money around, you have everyone's attention. But it was always fun because you never knew who was going to win the $100, right? So everybody showed up on time. Everyone got, you know, to have lobster for lunch. And
that's a nice, you're a nice boss.
Nice retraining, you know what I mean? So then we would go over like, you know, the steps. I might describe to me the steps of cleaning the bathroom. So then they would listen to other people. It was like some of them would never speak at all, but everyone wanted the $100 bill, right? But yeah, make your decision, retrain. And then if you keep consistently having issues with somebody, we have a lot of people who have ADD, they might need to learn a different way. And that all that takes, I know they're not going to disclose that to you in the interview process, but when you have someone who isn't capable of finishing a bathroom and they're in there for an hour and you're like, dude, what's going on? They might have that issue and they've been afraid to mention it. They learn differently. Doesn't mean they still can't be good cleaners, because I've had many of them, but they just learn differently. So you have to change up your training.
Yep. And I do, I have ADHD, and I've like created a system to help people with ADHD to like clean and stay focused, because that's me. I'm like, and bounce all over the place. So that's me.
And then at the end, you're like, oh, why are you still in this? It's like a small bathroom. I'm like, why are you still in here?
Why are you still doing this? Should have been done already. Got distracted from this and this and this and this. You guys, use your customer feedback to constantly improve your services. We chatted about that a little bit with the last podcast. You guys really use that information and how you can improve everything, listening to them, listening to everybody, to your clients, to your employees, listen to them, because your employees can have feedback too. Really take that time to really listen to your employees, because they may have some feedback on what's going on. And I feel like they're a valuable part of your business and you want to keep them. So by listening to them, you guys, is gold.
Totally. And you really never know if you're going to have an unruly customer. Sometimes it's like good cop, bad cop, especially with older couples. Sometimes the wife is really nice and the husband's really mean, or the husband's really nice and the wife is really mean. And then, you know, curse words start coming out, or they make derogatory statements about your cleaning tech. And you're like, dude, that's why I have a code of conduct. And I have a code. And then the reason for me having a code of conduct was, I believe it was in 2016. I believe it's been a blur since all that stuff. I had a cleaning tech who went in to do a top to bottom deluxe cleaning.
Yeah.
And the gentleman had wanted to have the house cleaned before his wife came back from the hospital. The cleaning tech arrived on site because he said it wasn't that dirty. I only scheduled one instead of two. And he wasn't going to allow this individual to leave until she finished the job. I go, she's already put in 4 hours at another house. I can't legally make her work more than 8 hours. So it became a whole thing. And I went over to visit this individual, and he was 83. He punched me in the face with my glasses on.
Oh my gosh.
And he was not going to, he was going to kidnap my, she was an employee. She was going to kidnap my employee and not let her leave until the house was clean. So I had to call the Prescott police officers. They sent over two of the biggest cops I'd ever have. And then after they came over and I told them the story, I walked around the corner and I threw up everywhere from all the adrenaline, but he punched me in the face. Unresponsive. I was just so shocked, and I couldn't press charges against him because it happened inside of the homeowner's house. So, I've never been punched. I mean, like sixth grade, I got punched, but yeah, he knocked my glasses off. And, I was really concerned about his dog getting out, 'cause he lived on a busy street. And then he wanted us to remove the vehicles off of the property, and it had to be right then and there. And there's heavy traffic. And I was more concerned about his dog and my glasses than anything else. And then getting this employee who was panicking at this point, 'cause she saw him hit me. I was just like, oh, and some not nice words were exchanged. So now since that point, we won't engage at all. We'll actually leave. And it says code of conduct. You have to agree that if we have to pull off the site, 'cause you can't behave yourself, we're just billing you for a full cleaning. So learn from my mistakes.
It's another one added. Another one added to the, see, you guys have to update it weekly. I'm telling you, you're going to experience so many things. You'll be updating it weekly.
Code of conduct. Very important to have one. Covers your butt. But in any case, enough about blabbing about us. We thank you so much for tuning in. Mm-hmm. We thank and appreciate all of you.
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe, download, and like, and all that jazz that comes along with it. And we are still looking for sponsorship. So if that's something that you think that you can align with us on, by all means,
like us,
reach out. Yes.
If you like us, do you really like us? But we have to like you back too. So that's the deal.
Right. It can't be, you know, pest control for her cleaning business life. It just won't work. No. Well, you guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.